Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. This is quite a weekend. Tomorrow is the great feast of the Annunciation, and Sunday is the fourth Sunday of Lent. And in 15 minutes, I can't cover everything. But I do want to begin by reading this little meditation, a portion of a little meditation on the Annunciation. It reads, "How great, how complete was the prayer of Mary. It was the perfect response even to the desire of God. It was the assent of the whole being of the Virgin to what she knew well to be the divine plan. So her soul expanded in clouds of light. The waves of her glowing desire ascended even to the throne of the Holy Trinity, and God gave ear to this soul who was but the desire of his own desire. Heaven and earth were so perfectly joined, so united in this design of God in preparation for the incarnation, in this ardent, tranquil, and victorious supplication of the Virgin, that we can think of no more perfect expression of the word yes." Brothers and sisters, I was speaking yesterday about spiritual warfare. I'm going to say more about that in the coming days. But Mary, the Blessed Mother, on this feast that we celebrate tomorrow, the Feast of the Annunciation, when the angel came to her and asked her to be the mother of Jesus, her response, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." That is the greatest gift that could come, in one sense, after Christ, of course. But one of the greatest gifts that could have ever come to us was Mary's assent. Brothers and sisters, you and I are really called to that as well. The more we can assent to God's way and God's plan, yes, there can be difficulties. But when we do that, we experience a protection and a help, because we're aligning ourselves with God. God isn't just one option among many. God is the only option, and it was so for the Blessed Mother. "Be it done unto me according to thy word," even though she had questions. "Be it done unto me according to thy word." The enemy flees when someone is solidly planted and seeking to do the will of God. You want to fight the devil? This is the key way. Say yes to Jesus. Say yes to God's plan. Say yes to God's way. Mother Mary Dolores, who wrote this little meditation on the Annunciation, says, "The Spirit of God came upon the Virgin, and she was so utterly free, so truly offered, that there was but a single movement. She was drawn, and she submitted herself so fully to this action of God that she herself drew him." Oh, brothers and sisters, may we be, well, let me say first, let us ask the Blessed Mother to come to us and to mother us, and to stand by us and to lead us, that we too, in a certain way, pull all our trust in God. "Be it done unto me according to your word." Safest place in this earth to be. It really is. Let's take a look at the readings for this Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Lent. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 6 to 7, and then 10 to 13. "The Lord said to Samuel, 'Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem, for I have chosen my king from among his sons.' As Jesse and his sons came to the sacrifice, Samuel looked at Eliab and thought, 'Surely the Lord's anointing is here before him. He's judging by appearances. Looks like a good, upright man. So surely the Lord's anointed is here before him.' But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not judge from his appearance or from his lofty stature, because I have rejected him. Not as man sees, does God see. God sees the motive, the intention of the heart. That's where the battleground is. The motives and the intention of the heart. Not as man sees, does God see, because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. In the same way, Jesse presented 7 sons before Samuel, but Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any one of these." Then Samuel said, "Ask Jesse, are these all the sons you have?" And Jesse replied, "Well, there's still the youngest who's tending the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him. We will not begin the sacrificial banquet until he arrives here." So he was left out in the fields because he was the youngest. Surely God wouldn't choose him for anything. Jesse sent and had the young man brought to them. He was ruddy, a youth handsome to behold, and making a splendid appearance. And the Lord said, "There, anoint him, for this is the one." And then Samuel, with the horn of oil in hand, anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David. Brothers and sisters, God's ways are not our ways. Not as man sees, does God see. Because man sees the appearance, we see only the external. But the Lord looks into the heart. He looked into the hearts of all these young men, and he didn't find what he did find when he looked at the son of Jesse, who was David. Brothers and sisters, don't judge by external appearances. God will not judge you by external appearances either. He will judge you by the intentions and the motivations of your heart and your mind. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." There was David out tending the sheep. The Lord saw how he cared for the sheep. The Lord saw his heart. The Lord knew what was going on in him, and he called him. Psalm 23, one of the most beautiful, well, all the Psalms are beautiful, but there are some that are particularly beautiful, and Psalm 23 is one of them. "He guides us in right paths, and even when I walk in the dark valleys, suffering, evil, I will fear no evil, for you are at my side." He is a good shepherd. Follow him. The second reading is the letter of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 8 to 14. "Brothers and sisters, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the fruitless works of darkness. Rather, expose them. For it is shameful even to mention the things done by them in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Step out of the darkness of sin, brothers and sisters. Step out of it. Yes, you fall, you make mistakes, yes, but step out of staying in that posture. Choose to follow the light. It is the light of Christ, and it will lead you to eternal blessing, eternal happiness. Make a choice. Don't let this Lent go by if you are not very clear on what is most important. Who you follow and why you follow him is very, very important. Most important. It's not just one among many things. It is at the top of the list. Who do you follow, and why do you follow? The Gospel of John, chapter 9, I would encourage you to read its verses 1 to 41. And I don't have time on a program like this to cover the entire thing. They give you certain sections. If you want to do a portion, there are certain ways that you can do it, and it will be done, I'm sure, in many churches, because this is a very long part of the gospel, and only a portion may be covered. I encourage you to read the whole thing. Really read the whole thing. This is the passage where the man who was born blind is being healed, and nobody can believe it. And they start pointing the finger. See, the Pharisees can't handle that because they can't figure out. It's not according to the book, so to speak. Who are you anyway? Is the devil your source? Are you really with the devil? And Jesus is, we know who Jesus is. But they kept trying to diminish him. They kept trying to ostracize him, to accuse him in a way that would put him outside and away from influencing the people. But the people knew better because they were not plagued by the spirit of pride the way the Pharisees were. Pride blinds you. And the Pharisees were blinded. Let me read just a section of it. Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. And they asked him, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We don't know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He can speak for himself." Notice, his parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. Everybody, brothers and sisters, is trying to take care of themselves. Everybody's nervous. Nobody wants to cause a riot. Even the parents of this young man won't stand up for him. He's pointing to the one who healed him. Nobody. How many times, brothers and sisters, does God work wonders in our midst? And we try to explain it by some human reasoning. Because listening to the Lord, seeing the wonders that he works, sometimes the wonders of soul are greater than the wonders of the body, but he does heal. He does deliver. He does set free. And sometimes when we see all those great works of God, if we're threatened by them, then we try to find another reason why that happened other than God himself. Brothers and sisters, there are many ways in which God is at work in our world today. Many ways in which God is trying to reach out to people. Many ways where there is healing. Physical healing, spiritual, emotional. I've seen them. I can testify that they're true and that they're lasting. But everybody doesn't walk in that way. Oh, you believe that, huh? You'll probably believe anything. If it's outside the confines of what we can see and touch and taste and feel and smell, if it's outside our senses or outside our human reasoning, we immediately try to destroy it. And brothers and sisters, God is asking us during this Lenten season to open our hearts, to open our eyes, that he can bring us to faith, that he can show us the path to true belief, that he can draw us to himself, where the uncertainty will deeply diminish. May God bless you and lead you, and may faith grow stronger in each one of your hearts. God bless you. All of us at one time or another in our lives have to endure suffering. How do we suffer as a disciple of Christ? For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.